The Interior Department plan to delist the gray wolf population in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin could lead to the states and Native American tribes taking over more management duties. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa says somewhere between 4 and 11 wolves live within the boundaries of the tribe's 125,000-acre reservation in northern Wisconsin. The tribe says when the wolves are on the reservation, the animals are the tribe's responsibility. Tribal wildlife specialist Tom Doolittle says he's been working with state and federal officials on what to do with wolves that attack livestock just a few miles off the tribe's property. Doolittle says a proposed memorandum of understanding would make sure he's consulted about a problem wolf. He says giving permits to farmers so they could shoot problem wolves should only be a last resort.
Most importantly, when you look at the cultural significance of wolves to the Anishinaabe, therefore, when I look at the wolf as a manager, I don't necessarily see a fur bear, but what I do see is a cultural center of a tribe.
Doolittle says there are non-lethal ways to control problem wolves beyond capturing and releasing them elsewhere. He says dogs or llamas could be used to guard livestock, or some technology being tested would involve fitting livestock and a problem wolf with electronic collars that produce a jolt to the wolf when it gets too close to the farm animal.
And also when the transmitter would go off and hit the wolf, then that would trigger also a recording of a wolf pack. And so the wolf would go, man, that hurt. And I get near this field, that's somebody else's space.
Doolittle says his tribe gets along well with DNR staff who are also preparing for more wolf management duties. But first, the federal delisting plan has to become law. That process will take several months if it's not held up by any lawsuits. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.